Welcome and thank you very much for downloading That Local Shows podcast. Coming up this week, we have James's quiz.
Yay!
Top tips from lovely Rachel.
Yay!
Homework.
Yay!
And a train debate.
Boo!
Boo. Everything is wrong with that. What a stupid idea for a radio show. Who thought of it, James?
Of course.
And who's on this podcast this week?
Me.
Maybe me.
And who else is on the podcast this week?
James.
New James.
And who else is on the podcast this
New
week?
New James. Woo!
And who else was on the podcast?
New Alex.
New Alex. Who?
Rachel.
Oh, and Rachel.
Do you want to start again?
No, should we start the podcast?
Yes. Woo!
Yay!
That Local Shows podcast. Bringing you what you don't need, but couldn't live without.
Homework.
What about it?
Should homework exist?
No.
Why?
Oh,
She wasn't expecting these questions.
I was just like, no, it shouldn't.
Why not?
Actually, I don't actually know. I just kind of said no because...
Because you don't enjoy doing it?
I just don't want to do it. But it depends because some people don't do it very well. Like, I'll be honest, I used to not really do my homework properly. I used to do it like a little bit and you do the minimal amount you can.
Half-heartedly.
And then hand it in.
Have you had any homework... New James, have you had any homework since you started your course, even though you've been there a week?
Yeah, I've had three pieces, but
three?
I haven't done them yet.
Three? Have we had any, producer James? This is difficult.
Well, I've had loads with Cornwall and everything.
He says that, but he doesn't actually do Jack. That's another story. I haven't had that much to do outside of college, really.
I've had coursework to do. Does that count as homework? Because it's more serious homework because it actually counts for something.
That's true. Because I've got written here, do we think that lots of people get their parents to like do it for them? And ultimately, is that cheating?
It is cheating a little bit, though, isn't it?
Is it?
I used to get my sister to do it.
Oh, so you just dodged that, innit? You're expelled.
Yeah, but it was art homework, and you know, in year nine, when you don't, it's like in between GCSE and not GCSE, and you're like, you have to take all the subjects. And you do it like once a week, and it's like, I don't care about art, really. And I couldn't really paint or draw.
I see. What about you, New James? Did you get much homework when you were in high school?
But I didn't really do it very well.
I suppose year 11's the full of coursework, isn't it?
Well, year 10 mainly, but. Yeah.
I can't remember. It's changed so much now. This is random and kind of off topic. Was it the sciences that they now let you do in year 10? Did you do that?
Yeah, I did one in year 10, one in year 11.
Yeah, I did that as well.
I didn't. I did it both in year 11.
That's all kind of for you.
All right, thanks. I've done it now. I'll be now.
Greg Clark, only on That Local Show.
During the show, we're meant to be doing homework, which is another highly visual feature on a radio. But anyway,
as usual.
I know.
I forgot about this.
We got to describe your walk/drive/journey to college/school in as much detail as you can. This is a homework set to students in year nine, so can we do it?
I'll give out some paper.
So, James, in a minute, we're going to do this under test conditions, so that's going to be brilliant, because you're not allowed to talk to anyone on radio. Great. why is he the producer?
I don't know.
How many?
He gets here first and then goes
comes up with stupid
first.
Ideas. That's hard. So how many lines have you got a day?
Yeah, what's like?
James, can you give us some?
Count?
Yeah, roughly.
I really don't mind.
You have to shout at me
until it gets boring.
Using my mic.
Oh, I know. Just scream on the mic.
I know what I'm going to say anyway. Because I'm just that.
So we can do that during the next song and then we get back onto it.
Yeah.
I suppose so, yeah, that'll do. So in case you didn't catch that, guys, ready? You got to get this right, otherwise you'll have to show.
Can I have a pen, please? Because it's going to be hard otherwise.
Do you not bring a pen to school, Rachel?
I'm not at school! I thought you were going to throw that at me then, I was getting mad.
As hilarious as that would be.
Here's your pen.
Just like that. Okay, right, so our homework during the show is to describe your journey to college last school. College. And as much detail as you can, okay? That's really easy. That's a year nine question.
Yeah, but I bet you can't do it.
But you don't know my journey, so it might be... I could write anything.
I'm going to make it really elaborate.
On an elephant to school, and then get off, and my carriage takes me to my lessons. You don't know? You've never been to my school?
You'll get to school on an elephant, was that?
Yeah. My pet elephant.
Really?
Called Elmo. Elmo the elephant.
Brilliant.
Get interactive with That Local Show now. Click thatlocalshow.co.uk.
Back onto the topic for this little discussion, bus and train travel. Did we mention that earlier? Is it too expensive? New James.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And that concludes that local show for this week.
Okay, we'll see you on... Do you want to elaborate?
I'm going to cough again.
Well, yeah.
Okay, go now. No, we still heard you. Go on, go on, James. New James.
Well, it is expensive because surely quite a few hundred people can get on a train at a time. So
you reckon you're being ripped off?
Yeah,
possibly. How much is it now?
Child's ticket's £3.
Are you a child though, Rachel?
Where's this from?
I am. Yes, I am a child. I'm under 15. And I will be for the next 5 years.
Will you look it?
Oh, that was really mean. I'm not showing you my pretty picture now. I've drawn a picture.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, to go with your homework?
Yeah, train. To the bus.
That's not going to get you more grades, I'm afraid.
Guess how I get to school? I've drawn a picture of a bus. By car. Anyway.
So, well, you think it's too expensive then, New James?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why? What about it?
Well, surely, yeah. I've said before that they must get a lot of people going on the train, especially students and...
That's true. So they're sort of ripping off people.
There could be like a discount, because if they've got loads of people and everybody's paying like a fiver...
Yeah, well, there's like,
is there no such thing as...
Every morning.
Sorry, mate. Is there no such thing as like a student discount?
There is a thing, but... Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, how much does it cost you to come in on the train?
Oh, I've got a pass, which costs me about £110 for a term.
A term?
Yeah.
Oh, I have that. Do you go on a school bus or anything?
A train.
A school bus, but...
Was it a train, Rachel?
Huh?
The train goes on the track.
Oh, sorry, I'm still drawing my bus and my mind.
She's sort of half listening to our conversation.
I am, to be honest.
That sort of suits the majority of our listeners, really.
Anyway, get back to topic, though.
I was bang on topic! Telling me off like that. Stratford and Avon College students are not allowed on the train until the rest of the public is on. Is this fair?
Why?
I didn't know that.
Oh, we have a guest. Alex, you can talk about this. Come on, Alex. Alex is here. Alex is going to be doing our news this week.
This isn't the other Alex.
Oh, this isn't weird Alex that named his guitar. Hello, Alex.
Hello.
How are you doing? All right.
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks. Right, yeah, you heard what we were talking about, didn't you? About Stratford and Avon College students not being allowed on the train to the rest of the public. What's all that about?
Well, it's because apparently all college students push and shove to get on the train. So
stereotype.
Yeah, and so if they push and shove, then they push all the other general public out the way, and so we're only allowed on afterwards when there's no seats.
When there's no seats, so there's a chance you can't even get on.
Yeah.
You know what though? I've seen some feisty grannies in my time.
That's what I mean.
With their handbags out.
Yeah, they swing them and you get out the way. That's my seat.
And you're only little.
I know.
You must go flying.
I'm just flying. No, I've got a big handbag. It's fine. And you know, I always wear big rings.
Don't get on the wrong side of Rachel.
Oh,
that should be your next top tip.
What, wear a big ring. Punch people.
Or don't get on the wrong side of you.
Yeah.
So you're still paying the same rate as everyone else, yet you can't get on until everyone else has steal your seat, basically.
Basically,
that's
yeah.
That's really bad, I think.
Is that apply to other colleges, do you reckon?
Can I
point something out as well?
Yes, you can, James.
Do you mind if I actually talk?
Okay, and James's microphone is off.
Thank you. And the students are the people that pay. And the grannies, as Rachel put them, don't pay. They have their passes
OAPs.
And things, don't they?
Yeah, it's not fair.
The older generation.
Yeah, but you're supposed to give your seat up to them anyway.
Older adults, I think they like to be referred to as. I'm not sure. But, oh yeah, you're supposed to give up your seat, aren't you? I guess I would do that. I've never been in a position
I give up my seat on the bus.
But you wouldn't.
I never get to the seat first, so...
you haven't got a big enough handbag on.
I can imagine, like, fight it for the seat and then go, oh, actually, you can have
that. Well, that one on the desk's pretty big, so...
What?
His handbag.
Oh.
Nothing else.
I have no idea what you're on about then.
There's nothing else on the desk here.
An old age person sat on the desk.
I'm going to get my things ready for my quiz.
I would. This is a family show, James. Please.
Yeah, they don't have to pay. And then they've pushed us out the way.
So students shouldn't be treated any differently then as regards to travel and transport?
No, not at all.
Surely it should be cheaper.
Well, it's cheaper until you're 16 and then you're classed as an adult.
Regardless of the fact you're in full-time education?
Yeah, well, you can get student rail cards, but they cost...
My sister's got one of those.
Yeah, but they cost quite a lot of money, so...
I don't know how much, but they do cost a lot. And it's like, you'd need to be on the train so much to kind of get the money back from you.
So, like, how much is your bus pass, Rach, roughly?
Oh, dear, like, £100 for a term or something. And a term's, like, what, a month and a half?
So I'm just trying to work out how much that is a year.
I don't even know. Like I don't want to figure it out.
It's about £300 or £400 a year.
No, I don't know if it's that much actually. It might be about 300, 400.
It's just gone up, though. Or the train prices have just gone up anyway, so I'm guessing the bus ones have.
They have, yeah. And they're really knuckling down as well. Apparently you've got to show your pass loads. I mean, sometimes I get my friends to drive me in because people have started to drive now.
That's it.
But,
Just flag it. Yeah, that's fine. Just flag a lift with your friends.
Well, no, she offers me lifts. Like, give me a bit of petrol money. I'm a nice person, really. Give me a lift.
Yeah, give me a lift now.
Or I'll mug you.
No, so I want to know your, like...
You in my hand,
James, pipe down. Your personal experiences of, like, your transport to college. Email in, please, Greg, that local show. We'll have loads of different topics. My inbox is going to be full of bands and full of people trying to get to college and how they do it and all the other stuff that I've tried to plug my email address with. And I'll just check now. I have no emails. Obviously, no one's listening in this.
There is a few.
Oh, yeah, there is a few. Majority of them are from you, but that's another story. Oh, dear. Anyway, time for LaRue. Because keep listening after this.
Top 10 MMMs. Only on that local show.
What was that?
I don't know. I pressed the wrong one and tried to pause it. What the hell happened?
It's all right.
That local show's podcast. Bringing you what you don't need, but couldn't live without.
Okay. He loves this sound bit, guys. Right, do you want to explain, can you explain the format of the show, of the quiz, please?
Okay, I have got some very good questions that I've honestly made up myself, and they're all on trains, with our topic of train travel. And I thought it'd be quite nice to do some stuff about trains. So, I've got these questions, and it's like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and you can do A, B, C.
Is anyone asleep up there? Email in, breakfast at a local show, look at you.
Can you shut up?
Sorry.
Right, now, so you've got to answer my questions, okay? You can. We'll all write down, like, A, B, or C, and then we'll go through and see what everyone got.
Oh,
so,
we've got to write this down.
Am I writing stuff down? Can I just
paper?
That
you tell me this second.
There's some paper over there. New James will sort you out. Right. Let's have the first question.
Can I take this out?
Ooh, that was serious.
I'm not ready. Hang on.
Are you ready yet, Rachel?
No, I'm going to pen. Oh. Wait, oh no. Who's got a pen?
This is so well organised, guys. I mean, you're just bang on, James, aren't you, really? Oh. That's better. It's coming up to...
Do you have a pen?
2:56 on this nice Saturday afternoon. I'm still filling. Oh, right, we're going back to it now.
Okay.
So, I love my job. Right.
Question one, yeah?
Question one for £1,000. Is that how much they do now?
I don't know. It's 150, isn't it?
100. Okay, for £100.
All in the cave. Can you hear that? Hello.
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 I know Chris Tarrant's got a low budget this year. Between... Oh, sorry. When was the first railway built in Britain? Was it A?
Between the answers.
1603 and 1604. B? Between 1712 and 1714. Or C? Between 1801 and 1802.
I've just got an email here from Josh. It says, James's features suck. Please don't let him do another one next week. Okay, Josh, we'll work on that for you for next week. Thank you.
Have you got an answer yet?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are we
let's go around the room then. Greg, what's your answer?
B.
B.
You don't even know what that is, do you?
Nope, not clue.
Okay, Greg's gone for B. Alex?
I'll go for C.
Alex has gone for C. New James?
I've gone for B.
It's gone for B as well.
Yeah, I got that, yes.
Rachel?
C.
Let's see if you're right. And I'm afraid... Oh, sorry. Is that your final answer? I've got the new one for final answer.
Can I phone a friend?
No.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
You're wrong.
All of us?
All of you.
Oh, that's brilliant.
The answer was A. Yeah.
Oh.
So, shall we go on to the next question?
I feel the pressure in the studio. It's tense. It's tense.
Oh,
it's
calm.
Oh, it's so professional.
Question two.
Very tense.
How fast can the TGV, the world's fastest train, go?
Sorry, I didn't hear that. What?
How fast can the TGV, the world's fastest train...
Isn't that boring away?
...go? Is it A, 485 kilometres an hour? B, 515 kilometres per an hour, or 550 for C?
Do we have lifelines?
No. And we don't have a phone.
You've got no friends.
Can I phone someone that gives them? Damn. 50-50. Oh, go on.
Come on, then.
Take two away.
But then this left with one answer.
But then this left with one.
Exactly.
Take two away.
Greg, what are you going to go for?
C.
Greg's gone for C.
Can I have the answers again? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want the answers as well.
Yeah. A, 485, sorry. B, 515. Or C, 550.
I'll go for B.
I'll go for A.
New James has gone for A. I'll restart my thing.
Because I haven't answered yet.
And Rachel.
I'm going to go for B.
Is that your final answer, though, for everyone?
Yes.
You really need to work on that horrible pause before button you press. That's dreadful.
I can reveal that Alex and Rachel were right.
It's because we're awesome.
Okay, we'll have this as the last one, because I think we're getting a bit bored.
Do you just moo?
No, I booed, but it's just like, with the echo, it sounded a bit moo-ish.
Moo.
I think we should do one more.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, last one then.
No.
This is for £1 million. So you've got some money to put in your big handbag now, Rachel.
Yeah. At the moment, it's just got bricks in it.
And you won't have to get the train either.
Yay.
Everyone
on my private jet.
Okay. Tension then. How long is the longest... Hang on.
Stop right there.
I don't feel comfortable with that question.
Not me.
Because we've had Rachel's top tips and now the longest train station.
I'm just waiting for Ofcom to email it in.
How long is the longest train station seat in the world? That's the longest train station seat, not train station. Is it 27 metres?
Is it miles, huh?
B, 56 metres.
Can you imagine that? People's like that. Ow.
Or C, 139 metres. That's A, 27. B, 56. Or C, 139. What are we going for, Greg?
B.
B. That sounds really cool.
D. No,
D?
There is no D.
C.
C.
A.
C.
If you said C, people at home, you could have also won £1 million. So the people that said C were right.
Yay!
That was I didn't get one right.
So I don't have to train now,
rubbish.
Do I?
That is rubbish.
And I can reveal that who said C?
Not me.
Your £1 million is in the post. Yeah.
Do you know where I live?
No.
Well, I'll find it.
I do.
That wasn't a bad... That's really weird. That wasn't a bad feature, James, actually. That's one of your better ones. You've clearly been working on that.
No, I like the one where you had to... What was it? That
what's in my school
that,
bag?
What's in my school bag? That
what's
was the best
school
one.
What's in your school bag's the best?
It's actually a world-famous game, no?
Should we bring
it's
that back next week?
The cube,
we can... The cube, yeah. Thing is, when it's in the cube...
Say the cube again.
The cube.
Okay, thanks.
It's really, really hard.
Because, yeah, because the cube makes
because you know why?
Hard.
It's because you're in the cube.
Yeah, you keep shouting.
It's like normally it's absolutely fine, but the second you get in the cube, you've got no chance.
The where?
The where?
I can't do it.
The where? The cube.
That's a really camp version.
The cube.
That was like a budget voice over
God.
The cube.
I'll stop now.
Shall we move on?
I think we need to grow up a little bit as well.
This is Stratford Community Radio. Online at myscr.co.uk. Pin back your ears and enjoy the ride.
Oh, sweet.
Nice.
And New James can't hear that, can he? He hasn't got any headphones. Oh, well. Okay.
I would give him mine, but I want to hear the music.
No.
That's the spirit. There we go.
Right. James.
Okay. Rachel Hickey.
Yeah.
You completed your homework.
Yeah.
But how will you do?
Really? I've marked it for you, I told you.
Alex Griffiths, not the weird one. You did your homework. How will you do? Have you done your homework, Greg?
Yes, sorry, there it is.
Late. Don't mark it.
It's not. I can mark it in a minute. It's going to take a long time to mark that one, though. New James, you've done your homework. How have you done? Let's find out. Now. I could do with a bit of a jingle there, couldn't I?
Funny one. Do. James Blackburn. See?
Right, let's do Greg's first.
Budget jingle there.
Right, show it up to the camera so that everyone can see.
Right, this is Greg's homework.
Show it around the room.
And it's... Yeah, have you ever heard this thing, quality,
thanks,
not
man.
Quantity?
That's exactly... Wait, it's quality in one word.
That's neither. What I did.
You want to know how I get to college?
It says on one piece of paper, landscaped, dry,
font,
exclamation mark. So I've given Greg...
Because he does actually drive, so...
So it's the truth. So that's why I've given him an F.
What?
Right. Alex Griffiths. That's not the weird one.
Hello.
Alex Griffiths has drawn a very nice picture of a dog and a person, but I don't think it's to scale because the dog is the same size as the person. Unless he's got a big dog.
Little man.
This is really... With Rachel's top tips and big dogs, we're in a bit of a... In a bit of a pickle today.
Oh, no.
So, he's basically just put... I've left last year. So, he's not coming on again.
Keep going, James, please.
New James.
You look intense.
He's actually done quite well.
Has he?
Yeah, I'm still giving him an F.
He won't be on.
This is too. James's... walk to school, and it's really boring. So let's describe it. Put my lift music on.
Your voice on. It's not playing. There you go.
Alex's journey to school. Not Alex. Who are you, James?
Yes.
James walks to the train station. He then takes the train towards Birmingham, which is in the wrong direction. He then swaps trains to come all the way back again to Stratford upon Avon, where he then walks to college. The end. And then we'll change our sounds around.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. Oh, wicked.
And I'm afraid you got an F as well. But now...
So has everyone got an F so far?
So far, Rachel. So far. Now, Rachel graded her own homework.
I did.
What did you grade that as, Rachel?
I gave it an A star. I was going to go for A star star, but I'm not sure if you can have that or not. So.
No, you can't.
Well, do you know what, Rachel?
Yeah?
This is Rachel Hickey's homework, and it does say that on the top.
It does, Rachel Hickey.
Which is very good.
It also says homework.
And it says homework, just in case I forget.
It's my homework.
And it says, my journey with a smiley face. And she says, she gets on bus, or she just said get on bus, listen to I generic music player.
Thank you. Thank you, Ofcom.
Get off bus, go to school. The end. Now, at the current standards of year 9, I think that for coursework could fetch an A star star.
Oh,
so well
yeah.
Done, Rachel Hickey. Woo!
Thank you. Is that my drawing?
And yeah, the drawing sort of made it, really. It's a picture of a bus with stuck... With, are like clouds coming out of the
yeah,
back?
Yeah, because it's going really fast.
Can we take a photo of that and put it on the website or something?
Yeah,
really
we'll
fast.
Scan that in. We can do scanning there.
That's cool. Write that on the website so people know what we're going on about. That'd be great.
So that was my brilliant idea of people doing homework on the radio.
That works
really
well.
Which really,
well.
When you describe it, isn't that great, is it?
Not overly, no. We kind of did the best we could.
It seemed like a good idea at the time.
With the materials you gave us, we kind of did the best we could, to be honest.
Well, I've got an A star star, so I'm very happy.
All right, you. Showing off.
What did you get? What was that? Oh, an F? Oh, yeah.
Why did you give me an F? I'm quite offended at that.
You wrote a word.
Because you're rubbish.
I thought it was quite good.
Did you even spell it right?
What, No, I wrote it with a Z.
This is Stratford Community Radio. We are your voice. We are that local show.
Thank you for listening to That Local Show's podcast. Did we enjoy it this week?
Yay! Yay!
I thought it was wow funny with all of Rachel's top tips, didn't you, James?
Yep, they were very big top tips this week.
What did you think, New James? Did you like Rachel's top tips?
I did indeed.
Good, I think everybody here enjoyed the whole podcast experience.
Yay!
Check out the website, www.thatlocalshow.co.uk. Yay!
Bye!